Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, February 20th. Tesla lost one of its most senior executives and the man behind the construction of Tesla's gigafactories, Kevin Kasekert, who left the automaker last week. Sources told Electrek that Tesla eventually removed his oversight of human resources, and Kasekert ended up leaving Tesla altogether last week after more than 7 years at the company. Tesla and Kasekert both did not answer requests for comments. Tesla's latest firmware updates hints at integrating Powerwall and vehicle charging from a more seamless home charging experience. Redditor u/CWIEDMANN snooped around in Tesla's latest API and found that the automaker has started to integrate some Powerwall features with car charging, reporting value codes that read, quote, car charging data supported equals false, vehicle charging solar offset view enabled equals false, among others. He noted, quote, this appears to be support for preventing car charging from draining the battery when the grid is down and maybe to allow the car to absorb surplus solar energy, close quote. Yesterday, Tesla announced that it closed its new $2 billion stock offering and announced last week that the underwriters took the option to purchase an additional $300 million worth of shares. The automaker confirmed that it closed the offering with the optional 397,500 shares. The company set the price of the offering at $767 per share, and the stock price closed at $917 a share just yesterday. At the time of recording, Tesla stock trades at $889. Tesla is working on a battery pack around 110 kilowatt hours, its largest yet, and should bring the range of some of its electric vehicles to more than 400 miles on a single charge. Jason Hughes, a well-known Tesla hacker and parts reseller, dug into Tesla's latest battery management system updates and found that the automaker has been working on new battery pack configuration. Based on the information in the latest BMS firmware, Tesla is working on new battery pack configuration with groups of 108 cells for about a 450-volt pack with around 109 kilowatt-hours of usable energy capacity, which is perfectly capable of achieving 400 miles of range in a Model S. Renault's bet on the Zoe electric car is starting to pay off. Sales surged to almost 10,000 units in Europe last month, and the vehicle is becoming one of the brand's best-selling cars. Total deliveries have now surpassed 250,000 units, and what is most surprising is that the sales are not slowing down. Last month, Renault delivered almost 10,000 Zoe electric cars in Europe. Geely, the Chinese automaker behind Volvo, Polestar, and Link & Co., was rumored to be making a $300 million investment in Chinese car company NIO. Ashley Webb, a contributing analyst at Wars Intelligence, who studies Chinese EV market, said, quote, it wouldn't surprise me if NIO and Geely are at least talking, and Geely could get access to technology that NIO could use, close quote. NIO was late in paying its employees in early February, and longtime NIO investor Hillhouse Capital, a China-focused private equity investor, unloaded its entire stake in the Chinese smart EV startup, according to an SEC filing made on February 14th. Over the past few months, General Motors has been enhancing the My Chevrolet mobile app features for EV charging, known as Energy Assist. Kelly Helfrich, GM's manager of EV charging and infrastructure, told us, quote, the point of Energy Assist is to have functionality related to public CPOs, or charging point operators, in one place, and also integrate all the intelligence route planning functionalities, close quote. Improved functions include the location of every Bolt-compatible charging station, regardless of network, dynamic real-time information about the status of the charger, and the ability to initiate a charger and pay for a charge. A ballot initiative has been proposed in San Diego that would serve to ban the sale of new gas vehicles costing over $50,000 starting next year. The initiative would also add a 2.5% tax on any gas vehicles over $50,000 that are purchased outside of the city and registered within city limits. They are looking to gather 76,000 signatures from residents of San Diego in order to get it on the ballot. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the French-designed Neutron EV1 is taking pre-orders for its electric motorcycle with quite wild styling. The bike gives the appearance that the rider is straddling a cylindrical battery barrel with sloped wood fairings that abruptly stop at the front fork and another that underpins the seat and cradles the foot pegs. The vehicle is listed for a top speed of 220 kilometers per hour and a range of up to 300 kilometers. Those wishing to place a pre-order will need to lay down a refundable 2,000 euro deposit towards the ultimate price of 60,000 euros. And finally, a new top 5 video was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the top 5 e-bikes under $1,000. The bikes listed were the Electrek XP, the Swagtron EB12, the Schwinn EC1, the Propeller V3.0, and the Swagtron EB7. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.